Small Business Administration's reviewing more than 200 comments on a proposed change to part of the size standard for companies that are IT value-added resellers. SBA wants to remove an exception to how these IT VARs are classified as small contractors. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here to discuss the proposal and why some small companies are worried. Jason, what is the change specifically that SBA is proposing here?
Well, the proposed rule and comments, which closed November 10th, would eliminate the 150-employee size standard for IT value-added resellers under NAICS code 541-519. I know there'll be a test later, so we'll have
I'm writing this down.
541-519, of course. Now, instead, what SBA is proposing is to apply the $27.5 million size standard under that current NAICS code. Having an employee-based size standard under this NAICS code is inconsistent with the rest of the employee's NAICS code, so basically, which is based on total revenue. So you kind of have an outlier here instead of everything based on this dollar figure, everything, you have one exception. Ken Dodds is SBA's director of the Office of Policy Planning Liaison. He says the change is necessary for several reasons.
If we go ahead and eliminate the exception, these are supply contracts, and they'll be subject to all the other NAICS codes and size standards that apply to supply contracts, as well as the non-manufacturer rule, which has a size standard of 500 employees. So that's kind of the misconception out there. This exception is used for primarily supply contracts. And any other case, when you have a supply contract, you have a employee-based size standard, and you have the non-manufacturer size standard of 500 employees.
Now, Dodd says there's confusion because of, and concern over the proposal because of this exception. Dodd says SBA believes the proposed rule would help reduce or even eliminate those confusion over services versus supplies and where value-added resellers fit in.
We've heard from businesses that, on both sides, but certainly businesses that exceed the 150-employee size standard, that nevertheless can qualify for an IT procurement using the 500-employee size standard. So basically right now, as a contracting officer, if you're buying IT supplies mainly, you can use this exception with a 150-employee-based size standard, or you can use the computer manufacturing NAICS code of 1,000 employees and use the 500-employee size standard. So that's part of additional confusion out there. The same procurement can be bought two different ways, and it basically can exclude some firms from competing depending on what the contracting officer selects.
Now, in case if you're not familiar with what an IT value reseller is, let me give you a little bit of example. It's a big market in the government. Companies such as the Immix Group or Accelera Solutions or Red River Computer Corporation are what they call IT VARs. What they basically do in some cases is take commercial products like a Dell laptop or a Cisco router and offer additional services behind that, like upgrades or installation or training, and that's how they become a what they call a value-added reseller. Now, there's dozens and dozens of large and small vendors providing these products and services to the government through what they call channels. Now, IT VARs are big under, for instance, government-wide acquisition contracts such as NASA's SOUP 5 or multiple war contracts like DHS's First Source 2 or Air Force's NetSense 2.
Why are some companies worried about this? Are they afraid they're going to get boxed out or kicked out of the small business program or what?
I think that's a big piece of it. I think basically they just believe SBA's methodology for determining the need for a size standard is just flawed. James Fontana is a managing member of Dempsey Fontana Law Firm. He represents several IT value-added resellers.
There are many small businesses that do business with the federal government that believe that the SBA is just totally out of touch with the small business community, and totally out of touch in terms of the realities of the IT value-added reseller. Again, its business and operational model is much different from that of the service company. You have typically for each employee higher amounts of revenue because of the high cost of the IT equipment, much lower margins, and so it would take much more revenue to account for those employees. And the SBA doesn't seem to appreciate that distinction. We've looked at a representative sample of some major GWACs that have been awarded over the past couple of years. First Source 2 through DHS, NetSense 2 through the Air Force, and SOUP 5 through NASA. And we found that at least 50% of the awardees, not the bidders, there's a larger group of bidders, would no longer be eligible under this NAICS code.
Now, Fontana says that his analysis shows that SBA's claim that the proposed rule change would not affect about 99% of all the IT VARs is absolutely incorrect. He says several large VARs also would be impacted because they partner with these smaller VARs on contracts. So the trickle-down effect, if you will, would be significant in his eyes.
One of the problems is, in terms of SBA saying you could instead rely on that manufacturing NAICS code, is problematic because that alternative purchasing method does not justify eliminating a very well-established NAICS size exception. That's one of the problems with that alternative. And second, as the SBA has stated both in 2002 and in 2003 rulemakings, and as recently as 2011, the SBA recognized that this particular NAICS code is unique for the VAR community, and its virtual elimination would create an undue burden for the small VARs by forcing them to compete in various manufacturing NAICS codes that are not designed for the supply sector of the federal IT industry, which is dominated by much larger companies.
Now, the concerns over SBA's proposed rule also has attracted the attention of the House Small Business Committee. Chairman Sam Graves actually wrote a letter to SBA on November 10th expressing his dismay and asking SBA actually to withdraw this proposed rule and start over. Graves says the proposed rules has plenty of problems, including the failing to follow the what he calls the express language of the Regulatory Flexibility Act. He questions SBA's methodology of size standards and says that the SBA seems to be prioritizing administrative ease over precision when developing these size standards. And he actually called the rule irrational because it fails to follow the mandates under the Administrative Procedure Act. So that's a lot of specific procurement law. So that's why we're going to link up that letter to federal on federalnewsradio.com.
And you also have your entire report at federalnewsradio.com as well.